All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. I have been, as you know, I'm a huge Antiques Roadshow head.
Oh, love it. With Mark Wahlberg, not the one you're thinking of.
Yeah, a different Mark Wahlberg, inoffensive.
Mm-hmm.
And also a crew of antiquarians who I also consider to be inoffensive.
Yeah, yeah. Extremely non-telegenic people. It is like the perfect ratio of like people getting good news and people getting crushed.
Yep. And not acting like it.
Right.
Either way, like every once in a while, someone will show a real human emotion.
Uh-huh.
But it'll be like, you know, yeah, this thing's worth like $70,000. They go, oh. And that's basically it. And way into it.
The real magic is Antiques Roadshow. If you're watching Pawn Stars, you're doing it wrong.
I've watched that. I'm not gonna look down on you. Me and my ex-wife watched Pawn Stars because she was into it. Mm-hmm. But Antiques Roadshow is better.
Yes.
So I think I recently told you that I watched some Canadian Family Feud.
You did. I forget if this was on the air or off the air. Yeah. No, this was absolutely off the air. We were just catching up after the holidays because you went on a trip.
So I was looking for other kinds of Antiques Roadshow, and I found the British one. And kind of looking at that, you know, recently there was a news story where somebody on Antiques Roadshow found this old bottle. He thought it was port, you know, port wine, and drank it. And it turned out to be urine and a bunch of other stuff.
Cool.
And I said, you know, this had popped up in my Google alert for urine in Antiques Roadshow.
Okay.
So I reached out to that guy and said, hey, like, if you have anything else, you know, like that.
All right. Yeah.
Send it my way. We'll test it. We'll tell you if it's port. And then we'll send it back to you, and then you can just, you know, drink it or evaluate or do whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got this series of jars.
Okay, cool.
You know?
You're driving this bad boy, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, on that one, they had found out, you know, he thought it was going to be port, but actually it was a spell. You know, people would, as a magic thing, you know, witches would bury these jars of miscellaneous stuff under their stoops.
Yeah,
you know, they put different things in it. So like that one I think had some like nails in it, and it had a little wine, but it was mostly urine. You know, and I figured we would drink these, and you know, because they're real cloudy, you have to drink them to see what the object is at the bottom and see if one of those objects suggests a game. What kind of magic user put this thing together, or what kind of winemaker put together this delicious, ancient, priceless port.
So do we have to drink it? I mean, I've got a filter right here. Got a colander, whoa, strainer.
What do you think?
All right. Okay.
So, I mean, there might be wine.
Yeah. That's what that other guy thought too.
Yeah. And he was okay. He lived. He said he did an interview where people are like constantly coming up to him on the street and say like, hey, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, it was 3 years ago. I'm fine.
Yeah.
You can drink a little of this.
As a treat?
As a treat. As a, you know, if you want to be like, you want a goop. Like, I think Madonna drinks her piss or something like that. That's an in thing to do. Yeah, drinking.
Okay.
I think it's weird, but.
All right. Okay. Let's crack this open. Let's crack open some
warm ones.
All right. The top of this, like the actual jar is.
Yeah. Huh.
So it's like a little bit bulging. It's going to, we're going to have like some air escape here. Yeah. So let's go.
Oh,
yep. No, that's stinky. That is stinky.
Like wine stinker.
It's hard to tell. Cause very bad. It's like we're breaking a seal here. It's like,
Can I lay some trivia on you, Cole?
Sure. Yeah.
Did you know that urine is sterile?
That is false.
Have a drink, my friend.
urine in principle is sterile, but it comes out of one of the dirtier parts of your body, so it gets contaminated like right away, and then it grows.
Not if you put it in a jar right away.
I mean, like, okay, so if this person cathed,
this might be wine. Let's back up a little bit. Okay. This is probably just delicious wine.
Hey. All right. Okay. So it's definitely, it's hard to tell because some wines, you know, especially if they go off, they do get kind of a funky stank.
Yeah. Yeah. It's desirable in the wine community.
Yeah. No, it just has notes of fecal. All right.
That's okay. I'll split it with you.
Okay. All right.
Prost.
Prost. Ding.
Oh,
I shouldn't have upended that because like a whole bunch of shit went into my mouth.
There's a lot of sediment. What's this rattling at the bottom of the jar, though?
Yeah, what is that? I got nothing. I swallowed mine.
Oh, like, well, here, let me. Oh, there's a bullet at the bottom of this one. Maybe this was, you know, this was urine. I can tell. Wait. Yeah, that's urine.
I did. So that is not a sound that I put in post. Can you burp on command?
Yeah. You can't burp on command?
No.
Yeah, man.
I think if I tried doing that, I'd throw up, actually.
I can burp on command. Is that Tim and Eric Our Bodies thing where Tim is burping words and he says, surely that's something to be respected. The doctor. So funny. So this is urine. So this was a spell.
Oh yeah, what kind of spell?
Somebody was put here by some kind of bullet wizard or bullet witch.
The game computer, Gary. I'm sorry. I'm gonna need to go to all the hospitals.
Well, you might have got wine. Like, remember, it might be wine.
I wish I hadn't drank at all.
Well, even if you just drank a lot of really old wine, you're probably not doing great. Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
This is Abject Suffering.
Fucking Abject Yuck, Suffering. Man.
two Game Boys and a Game Boy Pocket. Very cute. From Nick.
Hey, Nick, I can't believe you left Greta out of this. So
Greta is not named after a video game.
It's really inconsiderate, actually. Yeah, well, so
yeah. I think Nick listens to this. I think he'll hear you call him out.
That's why I said it. That's what I said. Right, I just, like, right, well, to sometimes
you can say something about somebody and they'll never hear it because they don't listen to the show.
Right.
You know.
No, Nick's delightful. I can't stay mad at you forever, buddy.
Yeah. Just for a little bit.
Just for a little bit. And this week we're talking about Bullet Witch. This is a Patreon demand. We've got Bean Brew here. So this is originally a 360 game. We're playing this on PC. Bean Brew says Bullet Witch is a very bad game, but it's a weirdly nostalgic experience. Bad voice acting, way too many physics objects that can instantly kill you, long animations. I actually had a decent amount of fun when I played this this year, though, despite the total lack of feedback when you shoot things. I didn't follow their advice. They say I suggest looking up the final boss on a long play and fast forward through just to see how incredibly long and boring the fight is.
I have not done that because I did not see the advice.
No.
Until now.
Yeah.
I hate this.
This is.
I'm being me.
Uh huh.
Right. Like I'm being me, and this just has so much like not Bayonetta like smacking of effort fun to its goofiness.
Uh huh.
Like yeah, I hate this. I really hated this game.
Yeah. It's also, you know. It is boring, but it doesn't have the good sense to be, or no, sorry, it is bad, but it doesn't have the good sense not to also be boring.
It's pretty boring.
Yeah. Imagine if something controlled like a less fluid Earth Defense Force with much less incident.
I'm really glad you brought up Earth Defense Force.
Yeah.
Because I was expecting this to just be Bayonetta.
Based on everything about it, yes.
The name, you know, like based on everything. It's not that. It's much closer to EDF.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like EDF without like fun maximalism.
Right.
You know, and with like really bad shooting.
Mm-hmm.
These are really small things. Like these are the two things that I think ruin this game for me.
Yeah.
They're pretty small. I don't blame anybody who can get over this, but character puts away her gun all the time.
Yep.
That fucking sucks.
Yeah, why?
Like, why are you doing it? There's these soldiers about. Uh-huh. Stop putting your gun away, you idiot. So there's like this, it's like every gun is a chain gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to like get it out and put it into position before you can shoot.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
Uh-huh.
And then it's a game where cover is important, but there's no cover system.
Yes.
So like you have, you know, the first superpower you get is to put up a wall of cover, but it doesn't matter because you have to be out of the cover to shoot. You know, so I could go stand behind it, but there's no like rhythm to the, it's not like the enemies are like shoot for a while and then reload. And that's when I come out of cover. And
no,
shoot them.
No,
like,
they just keep on shooting. Yeah.
Yeah. They just shoot forever. It's like an arcade game with a cover system that isn't like an arcade cover system. Not like, you know, time cop or whatever that's called.
Time crisis. although the time cop one would be very good.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. I also said time strike on accident, which is, that sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
I like time strike. So that's it. Those things suck ass. And it has four intros and each one trying to be a different kind of like, you know, game from Japan from this era.
Yeah, they're just like, okay, we're developing the game. Ah, shit, something else at number one on the charts. Let's make it like, oh, wait, no, Resident Evil is popular? Fuck, we need an epidemic.
It's between the two intros that are the tracked mode, the intro when you press start, and then the opening level. Like, this is introduced with four separate different, like, flavors of game that I don't like. Like, it's like the first one is kind of fun, like the fun montage. And then the sad montage with the voiceover over the, you know, clips from the game with the Snake Eater style, you know, vocal Celine Dion pop song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Then the epidemic.
Yes.
Then the town. Then now we're in House of the Dead.
Yep, we're in House of the Dead. because like we've got regular humans, but then we have these like, what are they, geists or whatever they call them, that walk up and they're like zombies, but they're wearing full human skins with like the heads and faces attached on their torso or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and they're just out on the skin harvest.
Yeah.
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 Which
just,
like,
just being, you know,
I like that. Like, that should tickle jerks. Me. Like,
it totally should. Like, I was like, why doesn't this have the sense to try to be scary? Like, this does not know when it wants to be campy or serious in a way to lean into its strengths.
Yeah.
Because one of these demons just putting on a human skin and not getting it on right, so the face is on the neck, is awesome.
Yes.
Like, that's a really cool, that totally should work.
Yes.
For me. But yeah, it's just like, just did not work. And then I played it and I'm like, man, this does not feel good.
No.
You know,
like even the idea of being able to create a wall of cover, I like that. Like, in a better game, that would be something, you know, you can hang your hat on. Here, though, no, it's just completely wasted. Like the and just when you get to the tank and it's like, oh, you can't shoot it. You need to initiate a cutscene to destroy this tank.
That's very frustrating.
Yeah. The main character has like no personality or charisma to her.
And so it feels like to me, the developer said that it's a blend of Eastern and Western styles where the witch and gothic archetype is from the West, but the low-key ironic sense of humor and melancholia is from the Japanese tradition. And what it actually comes off as is just like, you know, a slow burn, so slow as to be imperceptible.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the same way that, like, grass is a slow burn as it grows. Right. You know, it's that kind of thing where it just comes off as just really bland. And I think it's supposed to be kind of, like, ironic and Sundare or whatever to the player. But it just doesn't work.
She just has, like, one line, you know, just somebody says, like, hey, say your prayers, as witches don't need prayers.
And she doesn't say that, Cole. She says, witches don't need prayers. I have no idea why. It's not a cool line.
No, like, it's not. And she's got like a demon. She's got a demon that's just named Darkness that provides all of the exposition and stuff. There's just like no personality to it. There was only one thing that got a smile out of me, and that was the design of the walnut heads.
Yeah.
The floating brains with like the tiny ineffectual bodies just dangling from them. That is good. I like that. Yeah,
like again, cool designs, but I want them to have the sense to try to, like, that'd be cool in a scary game. You know, make that like a little bit scary. Not super scary.
Yeah, or make it funnier.
Or make it funnier. Like, because, you know, I liked the you know, I had problems with Bayonetta as a game, but I liked the sense of humor of it.
Yeah.
Like, Bayonetta is immediately a captivating character.
Yes, it's really hard to look away.
And this came out well before, you know, several years before Bayonetta.
It started development well before Bayonetta, I believe, as well.
Yeah.
But, like, it feels like it cannot be a coincidence.
It's really hard not to compare them.
Right.
Because they're both about witches in some kind of apocalypse who use guns.
Yeah.
And
like, even some of, like, the fashion and, like, weapon design is a little bit, like, it feels Bayonetta-y in its flourish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Bayonetta is a fun character.
Yes.
You know, like, regardless of, you know, how much or how little that game was for me, like, that's a very fun character who I like a lot.
Yeah.
I do not like Alicia the Bullet Witch.
Alicia Claus.
Yeah, Alicia Claus. Yeah. Well, if Tim Allen kills her, he becomes the Bullet Witch. Yeah. So.
But yeah, just like the shooting is really bad and boring, and you like it's weird that you have to reload and it takes forever to happen, and it
takes forever. There's a part like you're up at the top of the hill in this like crazy taxi-esque, like really Sega looking under town, and it's like cover is very important, and you can crouch and zoom to get more accurate. And it's like, okay, I went to cover, I crouched, I couldn't shoot through the cover. So enemies couldn't shoot me, and I couldn't shoot them. So I'm like, okay, I left cover. I crouched to shoot, and enemies were just hitting me.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard. I had so much health, but I could see, like, oh, like, as this game gets more challenging, all of this stuff's going to suck.
Yes.
Like, the fundamentals are not here. Like, right now, this is fine because I'm practically invincible because I have so much health. Mm-hmm. As soon as enemies start doing more damage, this is going to be intolerable.
Yeah.
Which is my understanding of it, because like apparently there's like at least one shot kill snipers that show up later. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of problems that people have this mechanically later, except for the like gigantic push to redeem it that has happened.
Yeah, I want to hear more about this push to redeem it. Like, what have you found?
I mean, mostly it's I'm talking about this as a so part of this is me being a precog. Like, it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you. I don't think Bullet Witch Redemption is going to come up as a thing, but like, what is like, now it's time to reconsidering Bullet Witch, just because this is the kind of shit that people do, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
But also the game facts, like the fan Metacritic average, and then the game facts reviews, which are almost entirely positive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a couple people are like, yeah, this is not good, but almost everything is like, this is actually super fun and awesome. The message board is incredibly active. Like, this is a cult game at the very least.
How?
I don't know. Because it's got that goofy, you know, not as good as Revenge. Like, these people haven't played Revengeance yet.
Yeah.
Like, you can have this kind of, you haven't played Bayonetta. You can have this kind of goofiness and not.
You can also have it be a good game. Yeah, and also, like, have a consistent, like, a consistent aesthetic that works.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can do a lot. Goofy, mindless fun. What's wrong with that? Come on.
Yeah. No, like,
try harder. Like, the you know,
the highest review on GameFAQs is like, you know, it's on the 360 version. Welcome, Bullet Witch. We've been waiting. Finally, yeah. Bullet Witch is out, but was it worth it? I say yes. And in my review, you will find out why. Hey, your review is like 500 words. Maybe you don't need to like do a little like preview.
Yeah.
The jump.
Yeah. Find out after the jump. Yeah. A witch with an attitude and a mission. And I love the boots.
Yeah.
Thanks. Our Horror Spooky.
I've got Horror Spookies up. Horror Spookies part of the Rogues Gallery.
Yeah, Rogues Gallery. The title is rough.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel like I'd like to put bullets in this witch. That's a little too aggro for me.
A little bit.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's a video game. but yeah. It just, I don't know. I just, this has that, I mean, I guess like I'm putting it in the EDF train too, because EDF has really, really strong proponents, and I thought that game was trash.
Yeah.
As well. You know, so this, I think EDF is better than this.
Oh yeah, EDF has at least has things to do. I probably would have, this had the bad combination of being boring and aimless. Like, you know, I only played the one level of this before my half hour went up. You know, like, when you're not in the tutorial kind of corridor, when they're popping up tooltips that show the wrong icons for what you're playing or what have you. Yeah. When you're not doing that, like, you just get out into a city that feels wide open, like a like an EDF level, and people are just kind of shooting you from every direction. There's not like the stage isn't designed. Like, the state, you know, you can have a wide open area, but like, I don't know, have something on the horizon for me to move to, or like have it be functionally open, but have it be, you know, have the streets be gated in some way, or have, easy paths and hard paths, like make it so that the enemies have a facing so you know which direction to go. Like there's just like an awful lot of like very ambushes. Simple design. Yeah, ambushes. There are an awful lot of like simple design principles that you could do to give this direction that they just didn't do.
Yeah. Yeah, agreed. Yeah. You know, it's just there's just not like a lot of stuff to it.
No.
You know, and like maybe, you know, if we'd played longer, there would have been you know, some deep lore and things like that that we'd care about. The intro of this, the Contagion intro thing, mm-hmm. like put me off pretty hard. I was pretty bored by that.
Yes.
Like, yes, it was cheesy. I guess I just had this very intense feeling of like cheesy not being enough.
Yeah.
No. During this. Like I can dig a cheesy thing, but camp is, you know, everything's subjective, but camp is like extremely subjective.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then I played this before I played Blood Debt, and you know, I did Blood Debt, and I was like, oh, this rules. Mm-hmm. Like, I still don't want to play. I don't want to play either game.
Right.
But I was like, you know, and I'm a Jellicle American. Like, I wouldn't talk cats. I never appreciated it.
It's progressed to Jellicle American, huh?
Yeah, I'm a Jellicle American now. I made the Jellicle choice.
Okay.
So there's like camp I get, but there's just like flavors of it where I'm like, ugh. Like, I just found this super exhausting.
Yeah.
And off-putting. Did not like.
Yeah. So this developer, like we've played stuff by them before, like they did Nier.
Okay.
Yeah. And
which is also a game I think is bad to play.
Right. Like, but they also did like the Resident Evil, like Umbrella and Darkside Chronicles. And those are fine.
Yeah. It looks, I'm pulling up their list now. Mm-hmm. It looks like they made the DS versions of the Korg, like that synthesizer.
Yeah.
You know, that means they didn't make it, but they did the shell, the interface and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What a Dead Aim on the PlayStation.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What a weird developer,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah. Cavia.
Yeah. Strange.
So strange. Yeah. Not for, oh, Winback.
Oh, how long has it been since you thought about Winback?
Yeah, I totally forgot about Winback. Y'all forgot about Winback. You know what is funny? I can't remember if I talked about this on a show. Did I talk to you about Dr. Dre
recently? No, you have not talked to me about Dr. Dre.
I was in the car and I got the urge to listen to some things from The Chronic 2001.
Okay, yep.
You know, and all those songs are really funny because they're all like that. They're all like, you forget about me? Fuck you. I'm back, asshole. It's time to rap again. You think I forgot about rap? Go to hell. Eat my dick. Like, every song is basically a nonstop stream of, like, did you forget about me? Go fuck yourself. And it's, like, it's this continuing refrain.
Whoa. So
I was just thinking about that with Winback.
It even just, like, the album titles. So we have... I'm not going to read all of them here because, you know, some of them are not words that I'm here to say. But like, so you've got Fuck You, Still Dre, Big yep. Egos, Explosive. Let's see here. Forgot About Dre. Let's see here. It just very Murder Inc.
Yeah, Murder Inc. I don't think you need an album with, like, I love Forgot About Dre and Still Dre as songs. Yep. Put them on the same album. It's just, it's a very unified message.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, listen, you know, so, you deign to forget about me.
Like, I know this is not the intention. It comes across as very insecure.
Like, totally.
You know, just it is the person. It feels like you're screaming at the universe. I still exist.
Yeah. Yeah, Dre going up on top of the mountain and just like having an existential crisis,
mm-hmm.
you know? I don't think it's saying too much to say that like rappers of a certain stature generally feel a little bit insecure to me.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, I can see that. You know, happens in a lot of music. It's like, where would rock and roll be without insecurity?
Right? Yeah. Well, sure. I guess it's just different. I guess that it's just different ways of expressing it. Not necessarily even better ways. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, like insecurity comes like, you know, is she really going out with him?
Mm-hmm.
Is an insecure song.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not like, you know, did you like Joe Jackson? Did you forget that name? I'll fucking kill you. I'm stepping out to step on your neck. You know, yeah. Joe Jackson is back. Like, you know, it's less direct, I guess. Yeah.
I will admit to having not listened to The Chronic 2001 as much as just the original The Chronic.
Well, sure.
Is The Chronic 2001 any less misogynistic or homophobic? I'm not gonna look to him to be like a role model, but it's just something
I would say it's a little less.
Okay.
Like, because most of the songs are about like his place in the community and him coming back to work.
Right.
You know, which it's less about, you know, women and you know, just kind of bustas.
Yeah. Cause like
a little bit.
Because like Bitches Ain't Shit has a good sample and a good beat, but like, I don't know. It's hard to get on Front Street for Bitches Ain't Shit.
Yeah, it's not a great
it's not a good moral for the kids.
No, I can't get on board with the principal message of Bitches Ain't Shit.
Right.
You know, but on a base level, on first principles, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird thing.
Hmm.
You know,
just put out a whole album of just songs about how you're still here.
Yeah, like don't forget about me, like just but so furious.
Yeah,
you know, and like I get into it, like some of the lines in that are just like phenomenally badass.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that when he does that, it almost makes me want Run the Jewels to go away for like Run the Jewels did kind of go away for a while. They've mm-hmm. you know, been a while since, you know, we did RTJ4 is coming out, but it's been a while. I hope there are at least a couple songs that just like Killer Mike just fucking destroys me for even considering stopping thinking about Run the Jewels for 2 seconds. Like, I just want him to just absolutely whip my ass. Like, did you even consider not thinking about RTJ for like a minute? You know, you gotta go.
It's like, excuse me, Mr. Dre, you went away. Like, you didn't make music for 9 years. Like,
he made a bad album. I think there's a bad album between there.
Oh, okay.
That's part of why he's so upset.
Yeah.
Because he talks about people ignoring his last record.
I gotcha. No, just like looking at his discography, it goes the Chronic 2001 and then Compton, which was in like 2015. Okay. He just goes away.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I guess he just went away. He's like a cicada.
Man. So anyway.
That's Dre season. What the? The call of the night, Dre.
Just hearing it coming from the trees. There's a skit on Chronic 2001 that I have no recollection of. It is called Pause for Porno.
Yeah.
What hey Gary, what's Pause for Porno?
It's not great. I mean, it's just like a little sex sketch with some sex noises and stuff.
Gotcha.
I hate sketches and rap.
Yeah.
And it's so dumb. Like, people are going to listen to this, you know? Like, they're going to listen to it more than once.
It's like, hey, be quiet. This is the one where they compare their junk to dog food.
Like, show some respect.
Yeah.
Did you forget about the $10 dime bag pyramid? Because that motherfucker, if you forgot about that, blow me. Like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Man, Bullet Witch is a bad game.
It's really bad. It's really not for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like this sort of, you know, I don't know how to describe this specific kind of like smacks of effort, fun game.
Yeah.
You know, like almost like cheesy on purpose. It'd be like if like, you know, it's a little like if Resident Evil came out with a game that was aping like Resident Evil 2 and 3 dialogue now. You know, and just like really outsized, and it just kind of feel bad. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, it's something you have to be careful with, camp.
Yeah, it's you gotta be really the dose makes the poison, right?
Yeah
And there's so much detail about the development of this.
Yeah,
it makes me think that there was like a making of DVD included in here. And when you read the reviews, even just the titles of them, like it it alludes to the fact that this was a game people were looking forward to forever.
Yeah.
Even though it was like only in development, you know, 2004 to, you know, 2007, not a hugely long production time, but like, I guess maybe there's a certain amount of like internalized hype. Well, that yes. a lot of people can't shed when it comes to this.
Yeah. It definitely was like a big media event.
Yeah.
You know, was the idea. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Like you the know, release of Lollipop Chainsaw.
I haven't thought about that either. Like mm-hmm. that's in the win back pile, but that's yeah. the same kind of thing.
Or Onin Chambara. You know, like anything, yeah, yeah. anything that just like, oh, this is a Japanese action game about cheerleaders.
Yeah. About a woman being violent.
Yeah.
Like Japanese action games about a woman being violent.
Yeah.
Is like a subgenre that I don't generally like very much.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, but I mean, it's not like I love Devil May Cry. Like I think Devil May Cry is okay as well. Yeah, but it's
not specifically the fact that there is a woman involved. No. It is like, just like weirdly that is put as a primary selling bullet point on it. That
yes, is, it just happens a bunch.
Yeah, it's a canary in that particular coal mine.
Yeah, you know, and there's exceptions, of course, because of the Bayonetta.
Yeah,
who is a cool and good girl.
Yeah,
like I like her,
like a good character, like a yeah. character that you can build a game around, and a character who does like deserve a reputation and like deeper analysis.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, and it's also that game has mechanics.
Yeah, that's true. Things like, happen in that game.
Yeah, things happen in it. It has mechanics. Like it's you know, it's deep. Like it's deep, but not super for me.
Right. Right.
You know, whereas this is shallow and super not for me.
Mm-hmm.
So a different kind of thing. Not begrudging anybody who digs it. Like I can understand if I was a little bit younger and I had this. Like this could be my Arista's Ring if I was, right. you know,
yeah.
12 years younger or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So
I think this was also a budget release when it came out as well.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Huh.
No, those are fascinating. I want someone to do like a big history of, you know, or like just a big list of what games were that.
Yeah. What they launched at, because like, I don't know, the fact that Deadly Premonition was a budget release is a huge part of that story actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was just interesting too. And it's something that is synonymous like, with compromise in a lot of ways, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah,
like, you know, Katamari Damacy, it was $30 new.
Mm-hmm.
It came out, I remember that.
Yeah, even EDF was, you know, part of part of the budget line, you know.
Yeah, so it's a cool way, you know, it's cool when things sneak into that and it's not just, you know, pool,
yeah,
or what is it, like Mars Factor or whatever was that, you're talking about.
Yeah, Darkstone
Martian Factor. Yeah, Darkstone Martian Factor.
Yeah.
Things like that, you know, that PS1 era. Yeah. I played a lot of Darkstone.
Darkstone's good, actually.
Yeah, I mean, there are better versions of what it does, but
well, yeah, yeah. It was but not it's, bad. It's surprising for a $10 yeah. game. Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, fascinating stuff. As the thing is interesting in the Slack, someone was talking about the budget on, there's some level reuse and there's not very many levels in Death of the Outsider, and it's like, oh, that's an expansion pack though. Mm-hmm. Like that was also that, you know, yeah. that was the current equivalent of such a thing.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about all the Bullet Witch I got.
Yeah, same. Thank you, yeah. Bean Brew.
Thank you, Bean Brew. Yeah, definitely do not begrudge you digging it.
Yeah, no, I fully understand the context in which somebody would come to this and find something to enjoy about it.
Yeah,
it's just not me and not me right now. Yeah, yeah.
Especially my like taste with witches has. Is out of the zeitgeist right now. For a little while, it felt like witches were going to align with my witches.
What? You know,
I know that's not a good sentence.
Yeah.
So witches, like the kind of witches I like are scary witches.
Yes.
I want witches like the movie The Witch or the comic witches. I want scary as hell, like hags.
Yeah.
And for a little while, like witches now though, the cool thing is like Bayonetta witches or like witch sonas or like it's cool to be a witch. Like I'm on Twitter and I'm just gonna say I'm a witch and like
I'm
a witch. Mm-hmm. But I want scary ass witches. Like I think a witch should be terrifying.
Yeah, I want the stigma to be true is the
yes.
thing.
Yeah. Like I think the Salem witch trial, like you know, the Salem would be cool mm-hmm. if it's actually like, yeah, these are the brides of the devil and they went out and fucked Satan, which is also kind of empowering and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And just like got what they wanted, but that should not be good for me.
Yeah.
Like I don't want it to be like, like, oh, this witch made, I'm a witch, and you can tell because I make games in Twine. Like, I don't want that. I want to be scary.
Right, right.
Your
mundane witchcraft, I will not begrudge you it, but also, I don't know, it's polluting my searches for witches.
Yeah, it's not cool to me. Like, I will tolerate the same way I'll tolerate, like, a lot of things because they're non-harmful and it doesn't matter. But, like,
right.
It's not as cool to me as, like, you know, crazy forest hags.
Right. Yeah. No, I want the, you know, the witches from The Witcher is what I need, is the, you know, the tapestry witches
the Bayonetta bullet witch, kind of like tall, sexy dom witch, is like a third kind of witch.
Mm-hmm.
But it's closer to the, like, Twitter witch. And further away from the, like, scary night hag witch.
Yes.
That I want.
Yeah. So. I think that to a certain degree, the modern portrayal of witches never escapes. Like, just that, like, there was a crater in the late 90s where Charmed, The Craft, and Sabrina the Teenage Witch kind of landed and has denied us. It has denied us the crone witches that we need.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah.
You know, and any of those individual properties might be kind of cool, but I just don't, you know, and it's not like I'm separating out from a gender thing. Like, if that is important to you as, like, a lady, like, having this.
Oh yeah. Kind of embracing ethical, the,
you know,
yeah,
that's super cool. I just doesn't, you know, in terms of what I want in witches, it's not what I personally want.
Mm-hmm.
Do not begrudge you your Sabrinas if you find that very empowering.
Yeah.
Fine with that. Mm-hmm. I just you know, I miss classic, like, woods ladies who do scary ass potions and, like, the village whispers about her.
Yeah,
you know, miss it. Which I also think is empowering. Uh-huh. I think that's badass.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
so. I mean, just looking at the basis of those of those stories.
You know, and as a guy, like, if I was going to choose to be, you know, let's say I'm a boy and I'm fantasizing about being a wizard, which I have and do, I'm going to fantasize about being a badass hedge wizard or lich.
Yeah.
More than I am being Harry Potter. Yeah. Man, I don't want to be
that Potter shit. No.
Yeah. Like, I don't like want that stuff. I want to be like, fucking fear me. I'm a floating skull.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I want.
Yeah. Same. So. Yeah. For the life of me, I thought The Craft was the one with Kathy and Najimy. No, that is Hocus Pocus, starring Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker.
That movie has a really bizarre redemption as well. Like, everyone loves that movie. And when you go to a Halloween superstore, there's a whole corner for it.
The witches do have very, very particular costumes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, like, very surprised by how much people are into Hocus Pocus. I have an ex-girlfriend who's way into Hocus Pocus. I never seen it, though.
Huh.
So
it's on Disney Plus.
Well, you know, you mean the Simpsons machine?
Like, yep. Anyway, Bullet Witch. Yeah.
Bullet Witch. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Mm-hmm.
If you like this show, you should support us on Patreon, because you get a bunch of bonus episodes of this show.
Yes, you do. You know, at the $5 level, you get two extra episodes per month. If you want to access all of them, get the fire hose. That is at the $10 level.
Yep. And that's all the old ones. And there's tons of them.
Yes.
You will enjoy them. Some of our best episodes.
Agreed.
You get a bunch of other stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ratings, reviews.
Yeah. Ratings, reviews. You know, spread the word on social media.
We appreciate that.
Yeah.
And until next time, Cole, what should they do?
Mail some
I have Newt.
Mail some I have Newt to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Better. Good save.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have considered doing something that would get me arrested.
Yeah. Smart.